Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hello! It is Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know what I learned over this weekend?
What'd you learn?
You know what hey man is in German?
What's that?
Hey man!
Same thing.
Same thing.
We were talking with Coach Ra about their trip to Germany, and that is why I said that to start this hour. Look, and again, whether you either agree with anything he's saying, disagree with anything he's saying, the bottom line is you got to win games, and he knows that. But we are trying to get the best information possible as to why some of these things are taking place. And he talks about third and long. No team's been in third and long more than us over the last month, which is why those numbers bear out that we have been one of the worst third down teams over the last 4 weeks. Guess what's happened over the last 4 weeks? We've lost every game. So all of this stuff, there is correlation to some of the things that he's talking about. And we can agree or disagree, Mike, about some of the individual play of players on this team. And look, that's neither here nor there. We're not in the film room with these guys. We're simply telling you what we think and what we see with our own eyes and what you guys see as well on Sundays. But their evaluation of some particular players may be different than ours. At the end of the day, it just hasn't come together as a complete whole. And that is what has to change on Sunday when we take on the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, man. The only thing I think we didn't get a chance to ask him about was Michael Penix Jr. yelling basically at Zach Robinson, give me the play.
True.
You know, which gets back to conversation we had yesterday with Arch, because Arch said I was being too hard on Zach Robinson. I said, I just want to see some of the things that do the best you can to help this quarterback. But I think as Arch was discussing yesterday, the same things Coach kind of brought up here, the individual mistakes that just – whether and Pitts had two big ones. You know, special teams. And, guys, we didn't really harp on special teams because Coach addressed it. That was the first thing he said to us was special teams was terrible. His own words. He said they gave up two big returns, including the most crucial, ill-timed one at the end of the game, which set the Colts up on that final drive to tie the game.
Our special teams coach has to be on notice, doesn't he?
Well, look, I asked about Ike Hilliard a few weeks ago, and Marquise has been around. He's a lifer. He's been with the Falcons for years through multiple coaching groups. But, I mean, yeah, is his guys – ultimately are going to get him fired too, you know, because this is results-driven business and this unit is not getting the job done.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. We are going to talk some college football, but just kind of recapping our conversation with Ra. He stayed in here a good 20 minutes and answered everything that we were asking him in regards to the frustrations of these losses and why some of this stuff is taking place. And look, sometimes it's simple. Sometimes it's not, right? And the Michael Penix stuff – where I'm asking him about the confidence, and he says, no, you know, he made some throws, and then he got let down by some of his teammates. Coach is not lying about that. But the other side of that is there were throws he didn't make, right? So there's give and take with a lot of this stuff. And I feel like, you know, when your team is struggling like we have been, we need our quarterback to be great, man. We need him to be, like, just on point. and take that pressure off of him having to Mike, you know, make throws and do things like it just wasn't there Sunday. And anybody who watched that game knows it wasn't.
Right. I mean, like, he addressed, you know, what happened with Jonathan Taylor. Now, some would say, Jeff Ulbrich, your number one job is to keep Jonathan Taylor from having a day like that. But Caden Ellis said, hey, man, we kind of quit on a play. The final play that turns into the home run ball because everyone sees some arm tackling and doesn't see it through. So, like, we got a couple of things. No one can do what Divine Diablo does. Need him back. You know, in that defense. We have no real true WR2. We don't have a wide receiver that's not Drake London that can do anything consistently right now to help out. See, here's the problem. Got a young quarterback, all the struggles we just talked about in the first 2 hours of the show, and now you got an inconsistent Kyle Pitts. You got a wide receiver core, which is not very good by any metric, and all you got is Drake and you got Bijan. Now, Algier and Bijan Drake are the guys you could say on offense that are doing their job, although Drake admitted he missed that block too. Which another individual effort, which screws things up. Bijan gets clocked in that one. So this, I know that, look, we're as frustrated as you are. That's why I asked Coach at the end. I said, you're a pretty cool guy for a dude who just lost four games in a row.
Well, he's been there.
But as he said, he's like, what's he going to come in? He's going to come in here and act like Humphrey Bogart in the Kane Mutiny or something? I mean, forget it.
He said that to us last week when I asked him about that, Mike. And my question to him was about yelling. Why are you not yelling at people? Why are you not? He said, what's that? What good does that do? I don't necessarily agree with it because I think sometimes people deserve to be yelled at, right?
You got to pick your spot. As you said,
that's me.
We all remember, even going back to high school, sometimes as a player, you need a pat in the butt or you need a kick in the – you know what I'm saying? There's a pat on the shoulder and there's a kick in the arse. And sometimes you pick your spots. But you're right. Like, you can't be a phony because you start acting like Frank Kush or somebody or Woody Hayes. The players are going to tune you out in a heartbeat. But there's a lot of players that are not doing their job. It's lazy. It's not attention to detail. I'm glad that Jeff Ulbrich told the media today in front of the mic, we had the best day of meetings and the best day of practice. Great. It comes after a four-game losing streak. You know? So, look, guys will get fired. Guys will – all this stuff's on tape. Special teams, a great point Arch made yesterday. You know, you're a special teams player if you want to stay in this league. That's the stuff you're putting on tape, and you're killing the Falcons.
Real quick, did you guys catch what Coach said to us about Darnell Mooney? No one had told us what was wrong with him. He just said to us he had a broken collarbone. I got to back up a little bit because the recovery time from a mild broken collarbone is 6 to 8 weeks. A moderate fracture, which is what I think he had,
right,
is 8 to 12 weeks. A serious fracture is 12 weeks and beyond. What I'm telling you is this dude has not been healthy all season. And then you add on the hamstring. What Coach is saying about Darnell Mooney is legit. And I just want to back up because we didn't know the injury. It had not been disclosed to us.
We knew something was serious. It was described. We thought it was a shoulder injury.
Correct. Okay.
I broke both clavicles playing rugby, Carl. It can be, to your point,
well, you're talking
an entire
about,
two seasons as in fall into winter.
You're talking about a guy who needs to lift his arms, Mike. Here, above his head. Here, to the right. Here to the left. That's a totally different element. So I just want to back up a second and say, for everything that we've been saying about Darnell Mooney, and there is no connection, I'm not backing off of that. But now that I know what the injury is and why he's been out as much as he's been out, okay.
So then, you know, apparently Ray McLeod has a hissy fit or whatever happened to get his butt out the door here. And all of a sudden, our wide receiver room, Casey Washington can't stay on the field. He's missing golden opportunities. Mm-hmm. Look, the concussions are, it's beyond his control. But then isn't it incumbent on the general manager to go try to find a better wide receiver? Now, they don't grow on trees, and there was a couple available. I mean, there's old guys that are out there. I know guys are, well, go get Beckham in here. Well, again, he's like 100 now. He's not, but his body is.
Like, yeah.
But, yeah, but it's almost like knowing what to your point, what we now know, maybe the front office needed to go find some more quality wide receiver backups or anybody that could play the position to come here and upgrade it.
Yeah. Remember, he misses camp, right?
The first day of contact in practice, that's when he hit it.
Yeah, and that set him back. And even if you just said, okay, it's mild, and we don't know the degree, that's 8 weeks. But I think it was longer than that because he missed the first four or five games. I mean, like Coach said, he just got back. I only say that to say you just got something you didn't get anywhere else. Because we were wondering what the hell this injury was. The hamstring is one thing. He's been limited in practice with that. But this collarbone may be the reason why, guys, he's dropped some of these passes.
That's balls he normally catches.
Absolutely. So just want to put that out there.
No, that's a great, great point.
404-726-0929.
We also learned today with the injury report, and we'll give you more injury information at 5 o'clock in the full Falcon report,
yep,
that Storm Norton, unfortunately, hit a bump with his recovery. So now he's going to go back on IR, which means for all intents and purposes, he's not going to play this year.
Yeah, and look, I don't know, just from a depth standpoint, how much he would have helped outside of being able to, you know, because, again, you're coming off these injuries. We automatically assume they're going to be the dudes we saw last year.
And they've generally been satisfied with the effort Elijah Wilkinson has put forth. It's been the guards. Now Bergeron's been banged up.
You don't know. As far as Michael Penix, that's a big question for me and how he's going to fix some of the things he's dealing with. And Coach is right. Look, after the game, I don't know if you guys heard it or saw it, he was distraught, man. Like, he was really ticked off about how much he felt like he let this team down because, again, he can make those throws. But that's something I want to see how he bounces back, Mike, on Sunday.
Jerry hit me up on the text line. He goes, you know, you keep saying Zach Robinson, help him. What's he supposed to do? All right, how about we never, ever do that slow-motion play action where he rotates out and it literally looks like the final minute of the movie The Longest Yard. Not that piece of crap with Adam Sandler. I'm talking the original with Burt Reynolds. Remember when Paul Crewe runs and the tearaway jersey gets ripped?
Yep.
And that's what it looks like. It's so developing. Slow developing. It just doesn't pass the eye test.
Yeah.
It also has his back to the guys he's trying eventually to connect with. So things like that. Let's scrap that, okay? I know that I ranted and raved about the pistol. I'll die on that hill, but I know that because of his experience in college.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
They're going to keep him in the shotgun. So that's what everything we're going to do is stemming from that.
All right. Michael Penix did speak today. We're going to let you hear some of the things he had to say. When we come back, though, we got to talk about the college football playoff rankings, and we will. We're going to get to that and what it means for Georgia, potentially what it means for Georgia Tech.
Why is Drew Hamm going to call us?
I guess he is. Michael Penix said something today about the help he's getting on the sidelines. Big O, we got to check this out and make sure we got this, because if he's saying what I think he's saying, it answers the question we just asked Coach about who's helping him on the sidelines. Stay there. We're going to play it for you. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.